In this episode, discover how to create value in order to win the sale.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey-o! All right. An episode right now is going to be dropped. We're doing it like a live talk show. In the studio with me is my brother from another mother, Dan Lear. Dan, what is up?
Hello. Is that what I'm supposed to do?
That's what you're supposed to do.
Right on.
All right. So listen, Dan's a frequent guest on the Toddcast, as you know. I think this is his fifth time on the podcast. And we've been talking about how to really dominate sales. You know, video is great. And I talk about video all the time, but right. I actually realize that video is a sales tool. And I think I'm supposed to straddle the fence, kind of be the bridge between marketing and sales and show them how to use video. But really, dude, you are the big baller when it comes to optimizing sales teams, to getting individual salespeople to be at peak performance. Now, before we get into breaking down how to create value in your sales process in order to win the sale and to get the word yes, the greatest word in the English language for any salesperson, before we do that, Dan has shared on this podcast his health struggles. You want to go back and hear about Dan overcoming adversity, episode 218. He breaks that down, wirebuzz.com/218 is where you get it. But now that I've got the man in the studio with me and we just went and had a killer lunch, what's the story, dude? How's your progress coming, bro?
Oh, thanks for asking. So actually, I was at the Mayo Clinic this morning, had a checkup. So I've got this disease called amyloidosis, which is a incurable blood disease, which is a very dangerous disease, kind of a sister to multiple myeloma. So I got diagnosed in 2017, chemo for a couple of years. I've been on this maintenance drug for about a year. And so the game summary is I'm holding steady.
Yeah.
I'm holding steady. My numbers are good and I've got some other issues that I'm dealing with, but you know, I'm blessed to be alive and I feel good about it.
You look really good.
Thank you.
Like every time I've seen you over the last like three visits or so, you're getting progressively more vibrant.
Yeah.
And you look great and strong. And it's good to see.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I feel like it's just like a turning a slow ship around. You know, it's a long process and I feel blessed to be here. So thanks for asking.
Well, look, I know that the Mayo Clinic isn't far from my office. I know that stopping in and having lunch with Todd and doing a podcast is often on the Mayo Clinic tour. I'm honored to get access. I know that you speak in front of large sales teams at their national sales meetings and you get everybody fired up and you get to do this as your primary job. And what I'm really interested in is sharing some of that wisdom on how sales teams can dominate. And I know that look, let's just start at the very beginning. Like in the sales process, there is something a salesperson has to do in order to create value. And when they create value, they can win the sale.
Right.
So let's start right there and talk about why is creating value even important?
Yeah, great question. And the reason it's important, Todd, is because if you actually have the skills to create value, you've automatically separated yourself from about 80% of your competition. Because most people, which is only one over half, but most people are going in there and just pitching fancy brochures and pricing and what'd you do last year. They're not building zero value. They're just looking to replace what they had last year. So a couple things are challenging there. When you go in with that perspective, the sales rep creates no value for themselves because you might as well just buy it off the internet type thing. So, I mean, you know, in today's world, you've got a lot of people selling things and not very many salespeople.
Okay, but there's something about creating value that is actually different than what you're selling.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
All right, so what is that?
Yes, well, it's the ability to ask meaningful questions. So if you're taking notes right now, write that down. Asking meaningful questions.
Asking meaningful questions. So while I'm in the process of discovery.
Yes.
And developing a relationship, the value of my questions plays a role in getting them to trust me?
Correct. The quality of your questions really gives you a different look and feel from the prospect's perspective. Because most people are in there, and it sounds kind of crazy, but then they're just, yeah, I've got to go do a discovery call, or I'm doing a discovery meeting. And they're, it's just like something they do. They're in, they're out. It's just like, oh, I'm just going to go do a proposal. But when you're actually creating meaningful questions and asking questions as if you were actually going to solve their problems,
right,
it would be great to have those. I mean, the fact that you ask those questions separates you. So I'll give you some examples, yeah. Right? So I sell sales training. Well, right. I do keynote talks, but I sell sales training. And so,
and what that means is like individuals and companies, yeah, you level up everybody, right, get them to the next level.
Right. So sometimes companies hire me to come and do keynotes. And of course, they love it. They want more, but you know, having me to come in every month is not feasible economically. So we have a virtual training product where I have all of my courseware that's in HD and short chapters with testing and monitoring, measuring. So that's available to companies for a very, very, a fair price, mm-hmm, so if I will. So I sell that product along with my live products.
By the way, I think you're being very kind. When I heard the price, I was like, what, really?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a fair price for you, because the amount of value in that is tremendous.
It's ridiculous, actually. Thanks for that.
And I'm just trying to figure out who you're being fair to.
Trust me. Well, we're really servicing the underserviced market. I mean, that's real. We're not competing with companies out there going after these, you know, big ballers companies. We're looking for the companies who are good small companies who are underserviced and don't have the.
But you've been rocking large organizations, enterprise level businesses, yes, since the beginning of time, helping them, right, convince and convert at faster rates.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but we have a product that we sell, and we have a sales training product. But again, back to the sales process. So, like for instance, if I'm talking to someone about sales training, and I get a call from someone, hypothetically a car dealership,
right?
And I start asking them some questions, right? What kind of questions do you think you might ask if you were going to sell sales training?
Right.
You know?
What are you trying to accomplish? What are your goals, right?
Yeah.
How many cars do you need to sell every month in order to achieve your goals?
Great. All those are good questions. And the bigger questions are the questions that people typically don't ask.
Okay.
Like for instance, Todd, I'm just curious, what are you spending a month on advertising?
Well, it's funny you say that, because as a marketing agency, we get most of our deals as referrals.
Yeah, and I guess I was just kind of doing a role play.
Oh, like I got you.
As if you were the car dealer.
Oh, I was role playing. I'm running by. But you're right. Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah, so, you know, so like for instance, I had a dealer I worked with in LA. They spent $60,000 a month on
just a car dealer.
Just a car dealer, just media, right? And so they're looking for a ratio between how much I spend versus how many cars I sell and what, right, they call ups, how many people are walking in the door.
Right.
Right. So they have to measure, like I'm spending $60,000. How many new fresh leads am I get? How many cars am I closing?
Right.
This, that, and the other. So I'm asking this guy, how much you spend in a month? $60,000. I'm right. Like, wow. So tell me what that means to you. Like, what's your goal? I mean, are you looking to get 10 new people in a day? What's it look like?
Right.
You know, because they're advertising for used cars, new cars, all types of thing. But they want to get people in to do demos. That's how they sell cars.
Okay.
Getting them in the dealership, in the car, right? So when I'm asking them questions and I say, how much you spend in a month on advertising is $60,000. And I say, well, okay, interesting. Well, rate your salespeople on a 0 to 10 scale on how they're maximizing those leads for you. And he's going to give me a number.
Right.
6.
Right.
Great. Wow, Todd, 6. So let's just do the math. So let's say 40% of your leads are going right out the door. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I think so.
So I take that at $60,000,
right,
and I take 40% of that, and I take it right out the door.
Right.
And so I think that number is probably about, you know, $22,000, whatever that is.
Right.
So do the math, Todd. So that's 22 grand a month that you're not capitalizing on. Let's do the math on that over the year, Todd. It sounds to me like that's about $260,000 that is going out your back door with no revenue. How does that make you feel, Todd?
Lousy.
Great. That's what I want to hear.
Right. Right.
But the point is, all I'm doing is I want to make it real clear to you how much you really need me.
Right.
And so versus telling you how great my sales training is,
right,
and how I'm the top sales trainer in the country and how this virtual training product is incredible. I can track, measure, and monitor your people for almost nothing. I want to make you say, go home and tell your wife, like, oh my God, honey, this guy Dan Lear came in today. I just realized I was losing $250,000 on ad costs, and my salespeople are walking around with their hands in their pockets.
Now there's a need for your service.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And a lot of people miss asking the smart questions, the tactical ones, to be able to set themselves apart. Like you had mentioned at the beginning, it's how you separate yourself from competitors and then create a need for your services to help come in and solve that problem.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Yep. That's, I mean, that's what it's all about. It's like, how can you, like, how do you, I think I have a saying that I've written about before, Todd, and I've done a podcast on it too. It's called "Disturbed Prospect Will Not Buy." Right. And so when people see that for the first time, remember I shot a video on that one time, the undisturbed prospect will not buy, and it confused some people. And what I meant by that is, like, if you don't put them in some kind of pain to make them, because why would they want to change?
Right.
If they're not feeling pain about, oh, I'm wasting money and my people aren't, all these fresh leads are going out the door, or we're, you know, this is happening. If there's no need for it and there's no pain, then why are they going to change?
And we use a saying here around the office. It's very similar. We might've even gotten it from you. And that saying is, an emotionally unaffected buyer will not buy. And I mean, if you think about it, if you're selling a mattress, you're trying to sell a mattress to somebody who doesn't emotionally have a problem, doesn't have an emotional connection to the problem that their existing mattress has, you're not going to sell to them.
Right.
Doesn't matter if it's a car, if somebody's got a nice car, why would they buy a new car? Like, you have to have that need.
Yes.
And one of the things I'm particularly passionate about is the way you present that in a meeting, the way you provide additional value. And I think when you go back and look at the people that get hired, it's no longer the people that have the most experience. Like, people, young salespeople think they're at a disadvantage because they don't have enough experience in the industry. They get passed over. But I think the people that get hired, and I'm interested in getting your thoughts on this, are the ones that'll demonstrate that they're going to provide the greatest value and show the most help to help that person solve their problem, seems to be the one that gets hired.
Absolutely. Because today's world, I mean, I think you'd agree with this, especially with what you do. Today's world, it's a consultative sale all the time.
All the time.
I mean, people are expecting you to dive into their business and help them solve their problems. Mm-hmm. And so if you do that, that's kind of the expectation. I mean, these guys, people that are flying around just like picking off deals, low-hanging fruit, that's going to happen. But they're never going to build and sustain.
Right. So, and, but that's also, for me, my consultative approach.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, I add value. I'm constantly adding value.
You're really good at that.
And, but it's just a joy. Like when we went to lunch, I'm telling you how to follow up with a, you know, using video in your post, your post meeting follow up. But I just do that because I love giving advice. But when I'm meeting with people, that's that added value, I think, that you're talking about that separates them from others.
Yep. Well, it's really just about help uncovering what they're looking for, and then you showing them that you can actually do it, right? Because it's like everybody from the sales side, of course they want their sales to go up. That's why they would hire someone like me. Everybody wants their sales to go up. But when I'm going in there and consulting with them, I'm asking different questions than the other sales trainer, if you will, consultants coming in, because I understand the power of questions. And, you know, what would happen if we don't make this change? What would this mean to your company over the next 3 years? Great. Tell me about some cultural issues that you might see.
Right.
How do you think that might be affecting your company?
Right.
Right. How's that translate into revenue? You know, when your customers walk in the door, what kind of vibe are they feeling?
Right.
They feeling, is it a vibe where they feel like they want to stay and hang out, or is it this weird energy?
Right.
I don't know. I never thought about that. Have you asked them? You know, you just start making people think. And then if you can solve that problem, I'll tell you what, John, if you know I could work with your team in a matter of 8 weeks and get them totally on the same page, so they're singing the same song, so people walk in your store and they know that you're there to sell.
Yes.
And how would that mean to you? Would that be something you'd be interested in? Oh yeah, of course.
That's a huge game changer for a business when the mindset and vibe changes internally. In fact, for those of you that are listening that might be thinking, well, yeah, this is great, but I tuned into a video marketing podcast and I don't understand the connection here. The reality is, just transfer what Dan's talking about with an auto dealership and think about your business and think about the way you sell and how you add value in that process. Because the way that you're going to become the big baller in your industry is going to be borrowing some wisdom from a variety of other people. And the most resourceful people are the ones that rise to the top, not the smartest, the ones who can gather the best information. And few people can break down this part of the sales process with the level of sophistication that Dan Lear can. Now, Dan, my first time, as we were in this conversation, I realized my first sales experience ever, besides waiting tables, right? And my first sales experience was going to the Mayo Clinic.
Oh, wow.
The one that you went and had treatment at, right?
Wow.
And I went in there, this is 2007, and I went with a salesperson from a company that I was employee number one, and they brought me along to answer the difficult technology and marketing related social media and video questions.
Right.
And the next thing I know, I was sitting in a huge boardroom table, and the people at the other end of the table from the Mayo Clinic it was brand new. Like Facebook was just born in 2007.
Right.
And so I went around the table and kneeled down between the primary decision makers, and with my laptop kind of walked them through Facebook and showed them social media for the first time and showed them where video fits in and how we can use these videos to. And by the time I was done, they gave us a verbal, but on the way to the car, the salesperson said to me, "Oh my God, you were fabulous in there, but I didn't know I was doing anything extraordinary. I was just being helpful." Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
So that's adding the unique value. Of course, we got that deal with the Mayo Clinic. They stayed a client for a long time.
Yep.
And it's really interesting that if you can separate yourself and provide additional value, people will give you the yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll give you another example in my business. So I do keynote speaking, right? Yeah. So we got hired to do keynote talks. So I just had a meeting with a client today, but I've oftentimes do this with people who are not clients yet, but this company just hired me for a keynote talk in Austin.
Yeah.
And it's a 450 salespeople.
Yeah.
And so I asked them, I said, "Hey, would it be valuable to you if I created a almost a welcoming video about what's going to happen at the event to generate some excitement about the keynote talk?" And she goes, "Oh, you would do that?" I said, "Oh yeah."
Added value.
Added value. She goes, "Oh, that would be great. They've never heard from a keynote speaker before prior to the event."
Yes.
I said, "Well, that's what I'm going to do then." Yeah. "Wouldn't it be great to have them coming in fired up and ready to rock?" And she goes, "Yeah." So that's what I'll do. So that's the added value piece that, you know, it takes a little time, Todd, but it makes a big difference.
Yeah. Okay, but here's the deal. There's some people right now that are like, "Yeah, Dan, well, your profitability just went down because you just invested more time. Now you're creating a video when you're really just supposed to be there to speak." Right? But I think we all know that if you can serve it up on a tee and make it easy for people to say yes, part of the goal in getting the yes is making it so easy for them to say yes and add something that is easy for you to do, you can create these videos in your sleep. Like you and I are content fountains. Mm-hmm. It just keeps flowing. That if you could do something easy and it gets them to say yes, you're going to get a lot more yeses at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And that gap between doing this little extra work ends up earning you another 20% or 30% by the end of the year.
Yeah. Well, what happens too is, yes, you're right originally that I get hired to speak. And that's where I think a lot of people drop the ball, Todd, because it's like in your business, maybe you have a certain core package you could sell, but maybe there's tons more.
Right.
But in my business, the keynote speak, the speech, that's the prize, so to speak. But to me, it's really just first base, because if I do a great job, I've got the back end training to sell that I could service them forever, and I could come in and do leadership talks. So for me, the keynote is almost like the more connected I can get prior to the keynote talk, the more they like me, trust me, it leads to more things later.
That's right.
Because going in and giving a keynote, everybody does that. That's in my business. It's just natural. That's what you do. You go in, you give a keynote, and you leave.
Right.
Unfortunately, some of the people in this business have an ego that's really healthy, and they feel like they're really special, so they don't want to go talk to the people beforehand or after. And so again, it sounds natural, but it's the value proposition.
That's the best part.
Yes.
You go and have those conversations before, and then you fit right in.
Yes.
I just had I'm keynoting in an awards event for a large national organization. They were in my office yesterday for a pre-meeting, and they said, "The reason we wanted to hire you again is, well, you arrived an hour and a half early. And everybody that you were already set up. So everybody that walked in the door, you had the opportunity to sit down, meet them, understand what their what they needed to get out of that meeting.
Wow.
And then, and I forgot I did this, when I was using my examples, I was calling their name out. Hey, Jerry, you're in this industry. You could be doing X, Y, and Z with this.
Right.
Jenny, you're in education for nurses. What if you use the same tactic for this, this, and that? But you can't do that if right. you don't come prepared. But that's the added value that you end up providing people when you start thinking in a smart, tactical way of how you can separate yourself from others.
Mm-hmm.
All good things.
Yeah, all good
right?
things. All good things.
Now, look, making a connection with people is important.
Yes.
Like making a legitimate human connection speaks volumes. You know the saying, people don't remember what you say, they remember how you make them feel, or something like
something
that.
Something like that, yes, right?
Totally botched it.
I'm with you.
But not everyone creates connections naturally. What do you say to people who don't see themselves as a person who's kind of masterful or comfortable or even good socially?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so I have a solution for that, because I'm not that guy. It's really odd, because you say, oh, you must be a real social guy, but I'm really not. So I have to work on ways to connect with people. So I created a 4-point connection strategy that I'll share with you right now if you're interested.
Yeah.
So the first question is, what do you do for a living?
Right. Simple.
Simple.
Right.
Everybody asks that question.
Right.
And if you already know, then you can skip that question and go to question number two. And the question number two is, how'd you get started in that business?
Yeah.
Easy. And what happens is, it's a natural question, but it's really not a natural question, because people don't ask it.
Okay, so what business are you in? How did you get started with that business?
Yes.
Okay. Simple.
Yep. Next question is, what do you like most about your business? And so I also preface this with, it's kind of awkward just to start asking questions. So I teach about something called a softener.
Yeah.
So if you use a softener, it's like, I'm just curious, Todd, how'd you get started in that business?
Yeah.
So it's a softener to the conversation.
Yeah.
So first question, how'd you get started? I mean, what do you do for a living? Second question, how'd you get started? Third question, I'm just curious, what do you like most about your business?
Yeah.
Boom, 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 they start telling you. And the last question is the winner that nobody ever asks, and it'll open up sales opportunities. And question number four is, what's the most challenging part of your business right now?
Right.
And then they'll tell you.
And when they tell you, it gives you the opportunity to position your solution,
mm-hmm.
if it works, to be of value to help guide them to find what solution would
refer them to somebody who can help them.
Right. Because I think ultimately the goal of creating value that's going to help you generate the win is to be their trusted advisor.
Yes.
You want to be the trusted advisor. You can be the trusted advisor. They will give you projects that aren't even in your wheelhouse, but they trust you'll figure out how to get it done.
Right. Right.
Beautiful.
Yep.
I like that. Anybody could do that.
Anybody can do that. And the reason why those four key questions are amazing is because when you say, how'd you get started in that business? And if it's a natural, casual conversation, maybe you're at the airport waiting for a flight, or maybe you're at a happy hour, they'll tell you, well, you know, I graduated from University of Florida. Oh, you went to Florida?
Right.
My sister went out there.
Yes.
You know, that sorority. And all of a sudden things start connecting. Then I took my first job on the West Coast
We're on the West Coast.
My college roommate went out there. He was in that training. And that's how the rapport starts.
Right.
And that's why you ask those questions. And so you're not just BS and asking the question. You're really out. How'd you get started in that business?
Yeah.
Because there is a connection somewhere with you and that person.
There's two pieces here that I love. One is that it has to be an authentic connection. I want to spend a moment on that, because there's some people that don't feel authentic. And they allow that to be the reason they don't do it.
Yep.
Right. And the other reason is, who knows?
Well, you know, that's a problem too.
You know, I knew I was screwed when I looked at the mic and I was like, did I leave it right there? So let's do the second one. And I swear I'll think of the first one, because I liked the first one better. I was positioning to go with it. So look, for me, it's authentic. I got it. I know what it is. It's sweeping up. Because as people are telling their story, and they'll be so much more relaxed in your presence when they're just telling their story, people go into like this unconscious conversation, which is like telling their life story.
Right.
And it's their greatest story of all time. And the fact that you're listening is also showing that you're interested.
Yes.
And But what I've discovered is as they are telling the story, they're dropping clues.
Yes, they are.
To grandma's house. And yes. You sweep up those clues and you'll make more and more connections along the way. Oh, you went to Florida State University. I was there in Tallahassee for the recount. Bush Gore.
Right.
I was there too. Right.
Right.
Maybe we dated the same girls, you know, like now you're jiving with them.
Right.
And then they're like, then I moved out to LA and I'm like, West Side. So like I'm looking for those things
because
I know that if they drop clues, I can say something funny. We will bond. And before you know it, we're now bros.
Right.
And people do business with people they have relationships with. But let's talk about the awkward or the uncomfortable, because not everybody flows in those scenarios. You teed it up really well. You're like, hey, like I'm not the most comfortable. So that's like your blueprint to ice break, to get people talking and find clues.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, and they walk away going, wow, that Dan Lear guy's amazing.
Right.
They haven't even asked me any questions, but because I asked them about them, you know, how it goes. So the interesting part about it too, Todd, is the question number three is, what do you like most about what you do? It's a value-based question.
Yeah.
So you're going to uncover what their values are.
Right.
Oh man, I love helping people get better.
That's the value.
You know what? I just love the people we work with. You know, I love a challenge, man. I just love, you're going to find out about them when you ask those questions.
Can you use that value later on to continue to re-engage them back into what you're selling?
Yeah, well, it's again, that's the creative part of being a sales professional, right? So when you're picking up those clues, and if I was talking to you and I was selling you, I was like, Todd, I mean, your background's impressive and I know how much you care about your people. So with that in mind, I want to show you this because this is right along with your values.
Right.
You already told me what they were.
Right.
You know?
And then all you have to do is remind them.
Yeah.
And they're already emotionally connected to those.
I know how important your people are to you, Todd. So here's what I created, a specialized training program that focuses on self-confidence and personal worth.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're like, wow, he really listened to me.
Yeah.
I didn't even tell him that.
My needs are met.
Right? I mean, the fact that you actually listen to someone separates you from other people as well.
Because most people are already, they're already thinking they're going in for the ask and they're going to get the yes or no. But the reality is they have to lay a lot of relationship foundation trust before they get to that point.
It's the magic of being present versus already being in your next meeting.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing. As salespeople, we already know what we want to do in that meeting. So we want to get to our next meeting, but you've got to be present in that first meeting to get to the second meeting.
That's right.
That's the key.
So just like dating in the sense
that's a great metaphor.
It's for me, it's just like dating because I got it right once and I got married. Right. But the other times I can really look back and see how many times I floundered because I wasn't listening to the clues. Mm. I wasn't establishing the 4 points of connectivity.
4-point
connection strategy. But I also wasn't, I was doing more, just like I'm doing in this episode, I was doing more talking than listening. And there is something that happens to the human brain when somebody stops and just listens to you.
Yeah.
It's calming.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Use it to your advantage if you're trying to sell. Listen, if you are your own sales force, or if you've got a sales force that works on your behalf or with you, let's level them up, get them going up to the next level. I want to tell you about crushyourquota.com. Now,
right,
I understand, because I've been around the Dan Lear over several years, and I've been there when Crush Your Quota was being developed.
Yes.
Can you do me a favor, kind of refresh me on Crush Your Quota and what unique value that it provides somebody like me who's got an organization, right? We've only got three of us selling.
Yeah.
Then what does something like Crush Your Quota do for our team or for an individual that wants to destroy their quotas?
Yeah. So Crush Your Quota is a virtual training center, a university that we put together specifically for individuals who want to crush it and small businesses who don't have the resources to bring in top-notch trainers and make it happen. So we've taken my best material, over 30 years of material, from sales mastery to leadership skills to making presentations to building self-confidence. We have live interviews. We have Sunday morning webinars every Sunday. They get archived into the university. And so people can go in there and actually go through a curriculum on closing, prospecting, overcoming adversity, That we actually have a personal development category and curriculum where you can learn how to deal with negative people. So it's an overall encompassing platform. And Todd, we it's basically a subscription. We do it for like 1 to 15 employees is $199 a month.
It's beautiful.
It's incredible.
Right.
And they get tracking, measuring, and monitoring. Sales managers can actually assign training and it's incredible.
So a salesperson, like me being a manager of a sales team, I could assign tasks for my team of like lessons that I'm like, this is what this team needs.
Right.
I've diagnosed a problem. Here's part of the solution. They can go through that. And when they're done, I can now assign them the next task. So together we can mature, develop, grow, and become a team that's ready to earn more faster.
Yeah. It's like I'm your assistant sales manager.
Right.
So you have me on staff virtually.
And in most organizations, the manager or the head of sales is like a coach, a trainer that gets everybody understanding the material. I mean, I kind of play that role too. Sure. But there's something about, something I know about you that's probably not in this episode, which is you have a long history as a motivational speaker, and that's tied in with sales for you. I know that you've got a background being one of the OGs with Tony Robbins,
right.
And that you are always crushing your quotas there, leading in sales results. And part of this is not only getting yourself ready and being in the right mind state when you go to sell, but making sure that the rest of your team is up on a whole nother level, right?
Right. I mean, that if you think about yourself, like Todd, you're running sales here, right? And let's say that every Monday morning you have to have a sales meeting. That's challenging to have new content too. Right, so what a lot of managers do is they use the content that's in our university, and let's say the training is only like 4 minutes long. They'll actually play the training video in the Monday morning meeting, and then they'll have a discussion about it and create action strategies.
That's cool.
So it's actually a tool for the managers as well. So the bottom line is, if your people are not training, if your not people are getting trained every week, every day, they're not getting better. Yep. And if they're not getting better, you're losing ad dollars and you're losing opportunity. And so for $199 a month,
it's beautiful.
The math just doesn't,
And I know from going through training courses that sometimes I get into that course and I'm like, oh boy, I can execute this. No problem. I believe in it 100%. But what about the other people here?
Yeah.
And then how am I going to teach this to them? So to be able to have a course like that, that the rest of the team could go through, would be invaluable.
And it's amazing.
Especially when you think about $199 a month compared to what, revenue increases is, right?
Right. Well, it makes common sense to bring me in and do a training versus,
this kind of reminds me of like the conversation I just had with you off mic about using Soapbox for Wistia as part of a follow-up strategy.
Right.
And I turned to you and I'm like, it's $300 for a year.
Right.
And then I go, what do you care? Cause in my brain, though, I'm really talking to myself. In my brain, I'm like, I don't know, it's $300 and I could use that somewhere. And I know the first time that I used that type of tool, which is not what we're talking about with crushyourquota.com, but the first time you would use a crushyourquota.com type tool, your sales will go up tremendously. And before you know it, you don't even care about the $199 a month.
Well, here's what I know is there was a study done. I just stopped myself in mid-sentence, but there was a study done.
I like it.
It says,
man after my heart.
if you're meeting with an employee and the question is, would you get more out of that employee by helping them set their personal goals or their business goals? The answer is personal goals.
Yeah.
So think about what most companies have available for personal development with people. And the answer is zero.
Nothing.
So yes, we have our personal, but we have our professional stuff, all our sales and leadership stuff, but inside of our training platform, we also have stuff to help them communicate with their daughter, communicate with their husband, communicate with their family, to be better fathers and mothers. And so there's value there. When they are happier employees, they do better work and they're more loyal. And so part of the overhead is cutting down on turnover.
Right, I know. Like one of these episodes, I'll tell you what it is right now. We had Jordan Harrell from the Wirebuzz sales team in here, and it was episode 217, wirebuzz.com/217. And we were talking about how we were training Jordan as a junior salesperson to come in. And you get the right training in a salesperson's head, in the right person, and they will surprise you.
Yes.
That's the coolest thing. He's Dan Lear. He is a keynote rock star on sales and motivation, but he's also the brainchild behind crushyourquota.com. For more information, danlear.com, crushyourquota.com.
Yeah, just go to, if you need danlear.com for my speaking, training, consulting, Crush Your Quota for virtual training. If you want to email me directly or find out about Crush Your Quota, dan@danlear.com.
Oh, and then I got to tell you guys a funny story. So, you know, in episode 218, Overcoming Adversity, Dan was talking about how he created a self-guided hypnosis.
That's right.
Audio track.
That's right.
Where he is talking himself through healing and helping his immune system fight back against the cancer. And so I was so inspired by this that I went and created my own tape, where I'm calling it tape, but it's not.
I know,
right?
What you mean.
Yeah.
we all know that.
What it is. Is I created my own audio track of me going through, and I probably wrote like 40 things down. I might need to pare it down a little bit, but it's like,
that's cool.
It's everything. I actually have like 6 or 7 categories, and one is about health, and one is about sleep, and one is about money, and one is about speaking, and one is about, you know, attracting new opportunities into your life, and, you know, cleansing your blood, like a big long laundry list.
That's good.
And I went through and I was like, and I was doing the audio of it. And as I was recording this self-guided hypnosis audio for myself, I know, because I had the TV on in the background, that it was the beginning of the second half of football. And as I'm doing, the next thing I know, there's 3 minutes left in the game.
Oh my gosh.
And I must have, and I was still recording, dude.
Oh my gosh.
I knocked myself out and I was, must have still been recording. I started dreaming. I know when I listen to the audio tape.
Wow.
I've been listening to it still. I haven't edited that portion out because I never make it to the end.
Right.
I'm out.
Right.
And my mind is just listening and going through the cleansing, the healing, the strengthening, the attracting process that I'm trying to bring in.
That's awesome.
It's cool, right?
Yeah. So did you loop it so it plays all night, or did you just play it once and then you fall asleep and that's it?
Well, my next stage is looping it
and
applying.
I guess it's just a repeat, not a loop anymore.
And then applying music to it.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't done that yet, but it's like a perfect thing to do on an airplane.
It is great.
And, you know, because now all I have to do is do some editing.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of fun. But thank you for doing that, for inspiring me to lift up
my
immune system.
That's cool.
To put my body to restoration and guidance when I go to sleep.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's so cool. Yeah. He's Dan Lear, a dear friend. Please keep Dan in your thoughts, as this guy is fighting like a boss to bring his whole system back to health and balance. Dan Lear, thanks for joining me.
Let me give you that email, because I said it once. And so it's dan@danlear.com. That's DANLIER, dan@danlear.com.
Beautiful. Dan, thanks for joining me. And if you want to figure out how to guarantee that your videos generate ROI, well, there's actually 2 steps. I'm going to give you them. The first step is a topic selection worksheet. You can download this topic selection worksheet, and we will walk you through the steps of selecting the profitable topics for your business. And the second step is our mini course. We created a 5-step mini courses, 5. It's not like Roots. It's not that long. But by the way, if you're over 40, you'll get the joke. But anybody else, Google it. And so it's a 5-part web-based mini course. We teach our secrets for guaranteeing that your videos generate ROI. And you can get access to that at wirebuzz.com/ROI. And the big picture here is, if you can, at any company that you work at, guarantee that the video projects that you're going to invest in are going to generate ROI, people will keep you around for your entire existence, because very few people know how to do this. We do it very well. We have a lot of fun. We teach our secrets. wirebuzz.com/ROI. And I am out the door right now. I'm going to jump on a big jet airliner. I am headed to South Beach. What is up, South Beach? I'm going to be there working with clients. I'm there for a large cancer conference. And then my wife is going to join me for the back end, and we're going to do some pool hopping. And I look forward to dropping out for a couple of days. off to South Beach. Peace out, everybody. Look forward to talking with you along the trip.